from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
No, that's not fair, and I'm guessing that executive will be looking for work sooner rather than later if that's his analysis of Josh Allen. Call him one of the more overrated quarterbacks is asinine, in my opinion.
Mike Danger.
It's a celebration. We're going to celebrate, pal. Happy football. It's here.
Football! Football, yes!
Gene Battaglia.
Josh Allen, you know, good that he's relaxing, having some fun at Tahoe, shooting baskets. I don't know if you saw that, but what can Josh Allen actually do to be better this year to get the Buffalo Bills where they need to be?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome to Happy Hour. Thanks for listening to The Sports Bar. Thanks for watching The Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. On Twitch as well, and the free-to-download Odyssey app and on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. You know, look, I think both you and I are in agreement. We're happy for Chris Brown. Chris Brown is good at his job, and he gets the official nod. We kind of knew that that was the path they were going. He did all last year on the kind of interim tag.
Did they have to do it this way for EEO? Meaning, okay, I think this time last year, John Murphy, you're still hoping if you're Murph. And certainly we wish Murph the best. Like, hey, I'm going to make a comeback. I'm going to try.
Murph hadn't officially retired this time last year.
Correct. So it's getting later in the year. And like, okay, then we got to do it. So therefore, you got to actually post the job. I can't imagine, well, like, Brownie having to kind of sit there and be like, hey, aren't I the guy here? Like, did you not hear my call?
Well, all I was going to say is for them to not reach out to this man standing across me, at least call, a little courtesy. Hey, we'd like to talk to you about it, even to be discussed. Even if we know, like, Brownie's probably the most qualified. He's been doing the job after all.
You're going to get me in trouble here, dude.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
No, well, look, I applied, but I did it for this reason, okay? I want to meet people. I would like to be on the Buffalo Bills radio broadcast. They didn't even return my call. But it's kind of a, we just be honest, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, we do our thing here in Rochester, and we know that a lot of people are, you listen also to WGR, but it's like
professional courtesy.
Yes.
Professional courtesy.
Right.
Like, you're not like a barista trying to apply for a job that you're not qualified for. You have qualifications. Like, even if you're not getting that job. And let's face it, it was probably Brownie's job all along, and them having to post this was a formality.
I wrote in the cover letter to them, Chris Brown is your guy.
Yes.
Is there an opportunity to sit down? Because if you actually are interviewing people, I would like to know you. Yeah, anything. So that's just the world. Look, that's just the world. I'm not bitching, but you brought it up.
No, I'm bitching. Like, yeah. I think that's Bush. I think that's ridiculous. God, pick up the phone. This isn't some, you know, this isn't somebody working the drive-thru at Taco Bell that thinks they can do what we do because they have a microphone in their face all day. No, he's a guy who does this and does it at a high level consistently throughout the year. What are we talking about?
Well, if this company doesn't value, then, yeah. Well, maybe.
That's unfortunate. Well, fortunate for Chris Brown. Happy for Chris Brown. And of course, wishing John Murphy all the best in his retirement. That move was made official today. Also made official today, the Bills rookies reporting to training camp.
Yeah, and so this is the part that's behind closed doors. So the Bills brain trust is already here. They're already working with the rookies, already getting the plays down.
Is today or tomorrow the day that Chris Carter comes in and talks about how you need to have a fall guy?
No.
Is that happening?
I don't think that's happening. No.
That doesn't happen anymore?
No, but I wonder, like, if they have, like, tell us your story, get up in front of the rookies. It's good that you have this bonding. The Bills aren't the only team. There are some teams that have everybody report in one day. If I'm running an NFL team, I'm certainly having the extra work. This is an extra week. So McDermott, all the coaches are already here. A lot, and I would assume Brandon Bean is already here. Everybody reports next Tuesday, first practice being on Wednesday. Look, summer's fantastic. Can't wait, though, you know, for Buffalo Bills football to actually return.
Yeah, so the Bills, the rookies for the Bills, the Bears, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Saints, the Giants, and the Niners all have reported to camp. The Ravens rookies reported actually back on Saturday. And the rest of the NFL teams will start in the coming days here with everybody's full roster reporting coming up here a week from tomorrow, July 24th.
You know, and as far as the rookies, like if you're taking what Kansas City did a couple years ago, winning the Super Bowl, and so many of those rookies actually contributed, how many actually need to contribute from this year? Is it three? Is it four? Could you, because look, people are talking about Daquan Hardy, player we didn't even realize at the end of the could that actually be the return guy? If that's the case, what about five? Because my anticipation is Coleman is going to be a part of the offense, and you'll see him more often than not as a wide receiver. My belief is that Cole Bishop will be starting at safety. That's two. I believe, and this is funny, when we talked to Matt Parrino went on BetMGM last night. I don't know if you saw that,
nice.
Danger. Yeah, and talking about the Bills' running game, and he said, look, James Cook, and I don't know which way this is going to go. Will Cook take that next step and actually be, wow, this is a running back you want to draft in the first round? Or, as we've talked to other people, Ray Davis is ready for the NFL. 1,000 yards with three different teams. First guy in NCAA history at the Division I level to do that. Ray Davis is ready for this offense. I anticipate Ray Davis being a big part. What about Cedric Van Pran Granger? Could he challenge for time? Is it a good thing or a bad thing if we're talking about potentially five or more rookies this year, like actually being meaningful contributors?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. In fact, I think that's their plan because they made a conscious decision this offseason to get younger. They're one of the oldest teams in the league last season. And, yeah, to get younger, to give some of these guys some reps, get them on the field, assuming that they know what they're doing and they know where they need to be, I would imagine they'll pick that up pretty quickly here over the course of the next few weeks with the preseason just a few short weeks away. Brandon Ayuk has officially asked for a trade. This has been going on all offseason. It's nothing new for the San Francisco 49ers. They went through this with Deebo Samuel before he got paid. They went through this with their kicker back in the day, Robbie Gould, before he got paid. It happened with Nick Bosa just last year. So they've said they don't have any intention of trading Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk asking for the trade after an offseason, in his words, of unsuccessful attempts to reach an extension. He's entering the final option year of his rookie deal, set to make $14.1 million this season. And I don't know that there's a team out there that's willing to give up the draft capital and then pay Brandon Ayuk what he wants to make this happen. I don't think Brandon Ayuk's going anywhere.
I go back to Josh Allen year number three, where, hey, you brought him in first year, there was nobody. Next year, hey, it was going to be Beasley and John Brown. Okay, still not enough. You made the Diggs deal. Is there a young quarterback right now that needs something like this? Well, I think it's too soon in Washington and New England, teams that have the money.
I was going to say New England. I think Washington makes a lot of sense. You give a weapon to your young quarterback. But what are you giving the Niners back in return if the Niners are asking for a second? The Niners are asking for a first.
They should ask for a second if Steph Diggs got a second at this point of the game. What will happen? What if there's an injury somewhere? Oh, my gosh. Oh, it happens every year, Danger.
Sure. Yeah, if I had to predict, I say he's probably a Niner. At some point, a deal gets done during the preseason, and he is still under contract. He can hold out. They can find him. They can do all of that. But I actually believe that they do want him to be a part of their organization, just not at the price that he believes he's worthy of. And I don't see Brandon Ayuk as a $27 to $30 million a year wide receiver. I just don't. And the wide receiver market has blown up this year with everybody getting theirs from Jefferson to Chase. So Ayuk's not on that level, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're going to be focused on, you know, at St. John Fisher, because if we did the exercise right now, Brandon Ayuk or so-and-so, Brandon, you're going to say Ayuk every single time, but is it just the numbers here? The fact that something has to pop for the Bills. Maybe it's Chase Claypool. Maybe it's KJ Hamler. Something has to come through here where you're not going to pay top dollar. And that's going to be one of the fascinating things. Good that we talked to Mike Catalano, because I wasn't aware of this, that you posed him the question, hey, has Josh Allen done any work outside of the minicamps, outside of everything, and was not aware that there was this KJ Hamler video, apparently, that was taken down in Nashville, which we can piece together would have been around the same time of Dawson Knox's wedding, that you see Josh Allen there, and you don't, you're left to assume that they're working together. That would be fantastic. That's what we want. More work here this offseason.
Yeah, what kind of work? Is it them working out? I didn't see the video, so I don't know. If it's them working out, that's one thing. If it's them on a field with Josh throwing passes to a wide receiver, that's what I'm talking about. And because you've heard the best quarterbacks and the best players do that. Like, they will go beyond just the organized stuff from the team. They will work out on their own. They'll do their own private workouts with their teammates, and they'll build that relationship, that chemistry, that bond, and get after it. And I want to say Allen did that with Diggs when they first announced that trade, right? So, you know, it might not be a player's favorite thing to do because, let's face it, you're not getting paid for the extra work, but it might pay dividends long-term when you have that relationship early on in the season, knowing that you did put in a little extra time. I don't know that, you know, like everything we've seen of Josh Allen this summer, it's fantastic. Dude's enjoying his life. He should. He's on top of the world. He's living, as they say, living his best life. I don't know that he's living the life that Paul Skeens is living, but it's close. It's close.
Let me, I got to look up Peter, our pollster. He does this. Like, he's our quasi-producer. Like, who's living their best life today? Travis Kelce, Paul Skeens, Josh Allen. Yeah, we don't have enough votes on that.
My vote is for Skeens.
Skeens, yeah.
But I think Allen.
I like Kelce.
I think Allen is having a lot of fun. And like I said, good. He can do what he wants with his free time. He can do what he wants with the offseason. But the best of the best will find the time during the offseason to do those workouts, to go above and beyond, to build that chemistry. And this would be the year to do it with so many new faces. And such a change and a departure from what we had last year.
Peter's birthday, too.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, best polls, including things he loves about the sports bar. Chuck Muncy, Yacht Rock songs, The Bills, the Mets, the Bears, charcuterie boards, Scott Hetzko impressions. There's no Scott Hetzko impression. I don't know.
We don't have impressions. We actually have the count. Count Hetzko tells us when there's severe weather coming our way, how much rain or snow we're going to get.
I hear you very much, my danger.
Hey.
Scary yesterday. Did you see the big storm in Victor?
I did.
Yes, with the hail coming out, the ice, quarter inch, half inch. Be sure to watch the 13 VAM news tonight at 6 and 7, or your life may be in peril.
13... You say 13 VAM? V-A-M?
I'm the count. 13 VAM.
V-A-M.
Why is it so hard to understand?
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Say hi to Catalana. Count. Thanks.
Will do.
Catalana was great. We posed a question to him. Hey, look, if you're a guy that's going to the Hall of Fame, as Catalana is going into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, you've been around. And you know, there aren't too many tricks that you're not aware of. I thought it was funny. We talked about the quote yesterday, that the NFL executive that believes that Josh Allen is one of the more overrated quarterbacks in the NFL.
Not just that, overrated player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Eyebrow raising. And today, you know, we had Talbot on with us yesterday, and he said, it's asinine. That's ridiculous. That GM's probably not going to be, or that executive's not going to be an executive much longer if that's their evaluation of Josh Allen. And, of course, today you have Cowher and you have Dan Orlovsky and you have others all basically saying how ridiculous this is, that this is, if anything, a player who's underrated. And yesterday we were trying to, you know, figure out what the source, what the reasoning was for putting this out there. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN's a respectable reporter. Why are you putting this out there? Who's behind that quote? He didn't name names.
No,
it's an opinion.
Yeah, it's an opinion. And that's why it's not that big a deal. And just kind of reviewing things that are fact, you got to be really buttoned up with.
Yeah, have your sources.
Yeah, an opinion. And this is kind of the gray area. Is like, is this really news? It's somebody's opinion. Yeah.
It's just one of those things that we like to talk about as we get ready for training camp. And that's why I kind of thought to myself, you know, it wouldn't be, maybe it's a little out of character, but would it be shocking if this is a report that was originated from, or this was a quote that was originated from Brandon Bean, that Brandon Bean didn't necessarily say it other than just to plan this with Fowler and say, hey, it'll give you a chip down the road. You got one in the bank.
Yeah. I have respect for Jeremy Fowler. I don't think he would take that bait knowing that I'm being used as a pawn.
A motivational piece.
Yeah. I'm not going to be used in that way. But the reality is, if you get to be an NFL executive, well, you're pretty bright. You've been around a while. You had to work your way up. Somebody is doing that for a reason. Like, don't look at the story itself. Look at it as to why. What is the reason somebody's putting that out there? And talking with Catalan, he's like, look, it just could be as simple as this is somebody that botched that draft and wants to save face a little bit. And complete speculation. Somebody like Gettleman didn't have to be an executive today.
Right. It could have also been somebody who, quite honestly, makes Josh Allen look bad. Could have been Joe Douglas of the Jets or somebody from the Jets organization. Because let's face it, he struggles against the Jets defense. So maybe that was it. You know, in their eyes, yeah, he's kind of overrated. We have him figured out. We're not too worried about that guy when we have to face him twice a year. So I thought that was an interesting thing to kind of like dive into a little bit more today, seeing that everybody else kind of piled on in defense of Josh Allen and, you know, overrated. He's underrated. Yeah, he is kind of underrated when you consider everything.
Yeah, take Josh Allen off. I know Bills fans don't want to think about that scenario. It's 4-13. This team is drafting in the top 10, okay? Like, it will go that bad if Josh Allen were not on this team. If you had Mitchell Trubisky and some other guy as the quarterback, he's that valuable. But we judge the MVP on different criteria. Josh Allen is going to win the MVP if he cuts down his turnovers in half. I think it's that simple. If he shows up in the primetime games, and you don't have to necessarily be the top seed danger, but when you look at everything else around this team, and then people will say, you know, they're doing better without Diggs. How is that? What are the reasons? Josh Allen.
That's right.
Josh Allen, you could say right now, I don't know what his odds are, but if you went from that standpoint, if he just took a step forward, he should be your MVP.
Also, though, the flip side of that coin is if the Bills struggle and Josh Allen is healthy, he becomes kind of your de facto scapegoat for the season, does he not?
Yeah, if he becomes the hero ball, I'm doing this because the defense was fine last year, but it's a tough schedule.
No scapegoats this year going into the season for Sean McDermott. And maybe not even last season. I mean, Ken Dorsey being, you know, relieved of his duties in the middle of the season. I don't know that anybody had that on their bingo card during the preseason.
Oh, we did.
We thought that Dorsey was going to be in trouble.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We certainly, I don't know the timing. Didn't have Denver Monday night. I'll tell you that.
These narratives come at us like we were talking about yesterday. They come at us fast and furious. And you forget. You forget that a coordinator was in any sort of hot water. So, who's the scapegoat this year? If something does go bad, it's probably It's probably the quarterback. Probably, the quarterback gets too much of the praise when the team is winning, and they get too much of the blame when the team is losing.
How many special teams coordinators, just because of the personnel and not knowing what's really this is all about, some will be unprepared. What's the over-under by the end of September that special teams coordinators get fired? I'd say at least four in the NFL.
Or do they treat special teams coordinators like punters, where it's like, we'll worry about it later. We'll just tough it out.
Listen, this year you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
you're like, there's going to be some game where, oh my gosh, look at this quarterback. He threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns, but then special teams gave up three touchdowns and you lost.
Start hiring from the UFL, anybody that has experience in the old XFL and the old kickoff rule.
You say that tongue-in-cheek. Why not?
That would make a lot of sense. Great having Brian Cozy along with us as well. Joined us last hour to give us a little preview of the Open Championship. He likes Scotty Scheffler. And we brought this up to him as well. And I'm glad he talked me through what I'm going through with the sport of golf right now. Because I see what Scheffler is doing. And I'm just not as impressed. I want to like the guy. I want to like his accomplishments. But I can't compare it to the high that we felt when Tiger was at his, what he was doing.
Right. And he laid out, did a great job, Brian did, of laying out both sides because, yeah, it's watered down. Like Brooks Koepka, all these guys, John Rahm, DeChambeau, they're all playing a different tour. So how many of these wins happen with a watered down field? But then Brian accurately pointed out, look, the 50th guy on the PGA Tour right now, like way, way better than what was on the tour 15, 20 years ago when Tiger was at his peak.
Speaking of Tiger, I had a chance to speak today before the Open.
Wait,
set this up.
Okay, so I didn't catch this, but somebody, it was Colin Montgomery. So who knew Colin Montgomery? You remember him from years ago with Rome.
Romy.
Monty.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Call him Mrs. Doubtfire Monty. He had opinion, and gosh, I remember him the 95 Ryder Cup at Oak Hill. Like the gallery was following him around. He was a big character, figuratively and literally.
Kind of a jerk, too, right?
He is a dick. Yeah. There's no way around that. Sorry about that, but that's who he is, Montgomery. And he didn't play well here. So Montgomery offering his opinion on Tiger Woods, and I'm paraphrasing here, way past the time you should retire everything else. Well, Colziel pointing out, like, look, there were other ways you could have said this. I wish we didn't see Tiger like this. I wonder if Tiger is enjoying his time out there. You didn't have to come out and put Tiger Woods on full blast and shame him for golfing. Well, Tiger Woods taking the podium today at the Open, and he knew that the question was coming. Hey, what did you think about the comments from Colin Montgomery?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do. So when I get to maybe at his age, I can still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
That's Tiger Woods.
Yes.
From the baseline.
Wow. Yeah. From way downtown.
Just draining.
Bang.
That's
bang.
Right. Stay down.
Wow.
Stay down. Yeah, that's a good one. That's
okay. Is that take of the year worthy?
All right, that's the question. That is the question.
Let's review some of the other take of the years if you have a second. Like, what is he up against if we're going to say take of the year?
Well, there's a lot of options here, Gino. We're not going to be able to get through all of
okay,
them.
Okay, so pick me a few favorites, like a few leaders, would you say, right?
All right. Well, if you were to ask me the leader in the clubhouse right now for take of the year, it's got to go to Charles Barkley on the New Orleans Pelicans' early exit from this season's NBA postseason.
Disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit in the Cancun. We're going to sit in the Galveston with that dirty-ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all go send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Yeah, come on, they didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We sitting there as to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
I'm gonna miss them so much.
Oh, that's gonna be tough.
That's a tough one to beat.
Okay, can I give you another one? One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like Trent Baalke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just
Trent Baalke owning it.
Jacksonville Jaguar GM Trent Baalke.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
That's, well, a little added color there from the Dandalorian, unnecessarily, by the way.
Right, we got to take that off.
I mean, we have some class here in the sports bar, please. Yeah, that's Trent Baalke owning it. I'd like to tip the cap to one of the greats. We're not here if it's not for the great Mike Francesa, a trailblazer.
Mike Francesa. Yeah, like with Aaron Rodgers bringing in Randall Cobb and all these other players, right? Following him to the Jets. And man, why not bring over his favorite offensive lineman?
I'm sure Rodgers is going to want to get Bacteria involved, but you know what? Bacteria is a guy who has been ravaged the last couple of years by injuries.
It's pretty good.
Do we get bonus points for, it sounds like his dentures are slipping out or something?
Oh, no.
Like, no. No, sorry, that was mean.
And then you have today's.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Collins not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do. So when I get to maybe at his age, I still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
I like that. You have the crowd reacting. Some clutching their pearls, others laughing, others just kind of recognizing, like, yeah, he's right. What is Colin? You know, like, I'm Tiger Woods. Do you know who you're asking this question to? Yeah. I will be here as long as I want to be here.
Yeah,
thanks.
Colin is not. You got to put it on the board.
It's in.
I don't think it wins, but my gosh, when we get to that show in December, Tiger Woods, his most interesting quote ever. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. We've got, that brings our total up to 10 nominees for Take of the Year 2024. A more recent memory as well. You can't forget about a Oilers girl.
But I just wanted to say, you could be the most perfect godly person in the world. You could save kittens from a river if they were drowning. Someone's still gonna hate you. So you know what? At the end of the day, I got drunk and whipped my out at an Oilers game and they went viral. You if you don't like it. Woo! Go Oilers!
Wait a second. You're saying Chuck? Like, I forgot that rant.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
one.
It's a pretty good one. You could save kittens.
Save kittens.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. People are still gonna hate you. I got drunk and whipped them out at an Oilers game.
Her father must be very proud.
Of course. They're just a little bit different north of the border. Just a little bit different. Not saying bad. Just a little different. Round of shots next, Gito.
Yeah, All-Star game tonight. We'll tell you about this. Could we actually have something that hasn't happened here in recent years? That's actually better TV ratings. We have a passing today in the NBA I don't want to say an all-time great, but somebody certainly that has his spot in history. Also, could we be losing one of the all-time takesmen? There's a report that this guy's contract is not getting renewed.
Last call coming up before 6 o'clock as well. You can have the final word in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia when you call 585-866 for FAN. 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Baseball takes center stage tonight in Arlington, Texas once again. It's the All-Star Game. Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens starting as Baltimore's Corbin Burnes. Chris Brown, Brownie, the interim tag, taken off. He is the play-by-play announcer once and for all for the Buffalo Bills. Brown taking over for John Murphy. Bills rookies reporting today to St. John Fisher University. The first full-team practice coming up on Wednesday, the 24th of July. Chicago Bears have signed both of their first-round picks, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. San Francisco 49er wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. Sports is brought to you by GetMyPerks.com, where today you can save half off to Lasertron in Henrietta, a $50 certificate for only $25. For this and other great deals, log on to GetMyPerks.com. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Got a smart speaker at home? Listen to the sports leader, The Fan Rochester at home, by asking it to play 95.7 The Fan.
Happy hour continues now. Time for a round of shots in the sports ball.
Yeah, if you want to watch Pirate rookie sensation Paul Skeens pitch tonight, Danger, you better tune in right at the start. NL manager Tori Lavullo says it's unlikely Skeens will pitch more than one inning. Now, look, I would hope Lavullo would make an exception if Skeens goes 1-2-3 in the first. Batting cleanup for the American League is Aaron Judge. Judge called Skeens a complete pitcher, which is saying something, seeing that he's had just 11 major league starts. If you're curious, the AL lineup starts like this. Stephen Kwan of Cleveland is leading off. He's leading the majors in batting average. Gunnar Henderson, the cessation from Baltimore, he's second. And then Juan Soto is third.
I'll be fine. If he doesn't get the Judge and it's a 1-2-3 inning, or if he just gets the first three batters, I'm okay.
Give him four batters.
I'd like that, but you know, what does he have to do? Does he have to walk somebody? Does he have to give up a single to get to Judge?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to make it past the first inning. I think he gets out of the first inning, and then they make the change, and Skeens gets everybody to view early in the game, and then, you know.
Chances kind of are one of those guys will get on base, too. With Skeens, this can reverse a trend that baseball would love to reverse. The All-Star game drew a record low 3.9 rating last year. That's bad. In fact, five of the past seven All-Star games have had the title of record low TV rating. That is not great. Ticket prices aren't crazy for this as of this morning. The get-in price tonight, $147, 8 o'clock for the coverage on Fox.
$147 to get in. That's in Dallas. A little bit more wealth, a little bit more corporate, you know, like.
Right, but so therefore I thought it would have driven up there a little bit, but
yeah, got a 3.9 last year. They're not gonna. It won't be a record low tonight.
Well, if you're doing like the hour by hour, how many of us would be like, okay, there's Skeens, okay, Judge is out, Soto's out,
right?
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah, I'm not making it through the entire game. That's not happening. But I definitely will be there for the first inning.
The father of Kobe Bryant has passed away. Joe Jellybean Bryant played for the Sixers and also played at LaSalle College. After playing nearly a decade overseas in France and Italy, Bryant started coaching in 1992. He was the head coach, I didn't know this, of the WNBA's Los Angeles Sparks for parts of three seasons. Jellybean Bryant was 69.
He was nice. It was a good, a life well lived for the father of Kobe Bryant, and I want to say something. Every time you bring up the WNBA, I want to say something. I feel like Major League Baseball, you know, putting Paul Skeens out there, knowing that, hey, at least if he's starting the game, we'll get some eyeballs, some attention mm-hmm. on our sport. I'm wondering, do you think he had to be initiated, you know, or just needed to be a little bit more patient so that the veteran players could get to their All-Star game, or... Do you think there's a way?
Oh, wow.
Like,
wow. Well, we could dig up the cut, but so the head coach of the Team USA is also the head coach, forget her name, Cheryl somebody. Cheryl somebody or other, head coach of the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. And so with the Taurasi injury, and Minnesota happens to be playing Indiana. Somebody asked her, it was a legit question, hey, what about, and she flies off the handle. We are talking about Minnesota. We're not talking about the Atlanta. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How about
that's great.
Talking about somebody who actually has elevated your sport?
Way to grow the game. Way to grow the game. That's big thinking right there.
Ooh, how about this for a fun fact? Because I didn't realize this. Sometimes you trip into a nugget as you're live on the air. So I just looked up the WNBA schedule. And tonight you've got New York playing Connecticut, Vegas playing Chicago. Okay, so if you want to watch, Angel Reese, that's on at 10 o'clock on Prime. Tomorrow night's Caitlin Clark night. Indiana at Dallas, 7:30 on ESPN. Danger, it's telling. I just mentioned $147. Get in price tomorrow night. For Caitlin Clark, $149.
Mm. Yeah. So if you're the sports fan in the Dallas Metroplex, you're trying to, you know, budget your dollars here over the course of a couple of nights because you've got the All-Star game, you've got the Home Run Derby, and you've also got Caitlin Clark the following night.
I would think, too, and you and I, look, we'll flare forever. Okay, let's be honest. Our oldest are both women now, okay? But, like, we'll forever be girl dads, okay?
Always.
And when we were, you had a girl that was in sports, so did I. Like, how many girl dads in Dallas are like, you know what? We're going to go see Caitlin Clark when they get in the car.
Should yeah. absolutely. It's fantastic. Yes, absolutely do that. Also, grow the sport. Make it more mass appeal than it already is or is becoming. And stop denying her of it was like it's just petty jealousy. It's driven me crazy the entire season.
It's weird, right? I expect a little bit of it but
it makes no sense. It makes no sense. If we'd be saying the same thing about Major League Baseball tonight, if Paul Skeens wasn't starting the game, we'd be like why is he not starting the game? That makes no sense. Major League Baseball got it right for once.
Well, I would listen to the argument that the beginning of the season for Caitlin Clark, it took a few games. And a lot of that was Indiana was playing every other night. Wow, she's not a complete player. She had a triple-double.
She's just fine. And she's handled this like a pro. She's handled right. this better than anybody could expect anybody to handle this. She's been great. There's been absolutely, I don't have any fault in her.
Like, to me, I'm sorry, here's my impression of the WNBA, the first year I've really followed it, there's a lot of meatheads in this league. Honestly, a lot of closed-minded people. For you would think they would have this big vision, but no. You weren't here with us all along. Why are we inviting you in now?
And for the coach to fly off the handle, I get it. You're talking about Lynx basketball, but are you saying that you're not the coach of the women's team? Like, are you denouncing the women's team just because you're in the WNBA season? Grow the game. Grow the game. Grow up.
Cheryl Reeve is her coach.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. What else we got, Gino?
Yeah, so there's one other story here. Skip Bayless will be out at FS1.
Hold on a second. Really?
Soon. New York Post, of course, Marshawn always comes up with these nuggets, reporting that Bayless will be leaving Undisputed this summer. So the show is going to go on, and I don't know if we're tuning in for this. Keyshawn, Michael Irvin, Richard Sherman, Rachel Nichols, Paul Pierce. It'll be a rotation. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. All but Sherman have worked at ESPN.
Irvin, yes. Keyshawn, yes. Rachel, yes. Paul Pierce.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I don't think Sherman has.
I don't think Sherman has. Bayless at the end of a four-year, $32 million deal. How old do you think he is? He's 72.
God. And still doing it.
Doing it just fine. He goes to a few cards. Like, you know, he's going to be critic of LeBron, which isn't the worst.
That's good.
You know,
have your targets.
And he's Dallas based. You work for the Dallas Morning News. He's going to have a take on the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's 72, and
where people turned on him though was the DeMar Hamlin take.
Yeah, he wasn't great. That was not his best night.
No,
not his best night. Like, and I don't blame anybody if Bayless or Stephen A. aren't your cup of tea. I get it. Like, I get that they're not your cup of tea, but that's kind of what makes them great, is that they are polarizing, and you either love or you hate them, and the biggest personalities in our field, media, are those kind of personalities.
Well, it's interesting because these are two guys that grew up with the intention of being a fine newspaper reporter, and then they looked and, wait a second, I can make more money over there just by offering opinions, and that's more fun. They both figured out, they both transitioned over time. Like, they both went with the times. Like, how many grumpy old newspaper people do we know, Danger? No names, but that just didn't adapt. You don't have to adapt like Stephen A. or Skip, but things change.
You could say, I'm not going to do that. That's not in my character. That's not what I'm about. I'm not hot takey. I'm like, I don't even like the phrase hot take. I think takes are takes. If you're saying it's a hot take, it's because it's making you think a little bit, it's a little spicier. It's making you think a little bit more about what you just heard. And if you react to it, it makes you mad or it divides an audience, it's a sign of a good take.
Maybe.
You don't agree with everything they say. I get it. But I think Bayless and Stephen A., for what it's worth, I think they're both really good at what they do. And you know what? In a dream scenario, like, if there was a pay-per-view between Stephen A. and Skip Bayless for one night only where they just go back and forth, I would pay for it. I would pay for that. That would be something I would pay for.
So, like, and then now the speculation, does Bayless actually end up back at ESPN?
I mean, I kind of don't think they need him.
No. I don't think Stephen A., like, Russo seems to be that guy.
Yes, I don't think Stephen A. needs him, and I think they're paying Stephen A. so much that they probably don't want to have to pay a second guy, a second name. So I think that's my dream scenario, is that we get a pay-per-view between the two.
You know, 72. What would Colin Montgomery say?
He would say, why is this guy still doing it?
Why didn't he just retire?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do. So when I get to be at his age, I can still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
You could hear the press corps clutching their pearls at that response.
Like, I could hear, like, the American, like, everybody that's anti-college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In on the BetQL Network, stops by the sports bar tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. We'll get his picks for the Open Championship this weekend. We'll also talk the second half of the baseball season with PJ when he stops by the sports bar. If you missed Brian Koziel or Mike Catalana, you could find those conversations wherever you pod. Just search out the sports bar in the free-to-download Odyssey app as well. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950.
The Fan Rochester.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.